This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. If you're new to meditation, welcome. Hope to give some clear guidance. We do something that is quite doable, the core of it is using our ability to decide where to place our attention. And we do that with elements of experience that are available. And so we'll use sounds, we'll use sensations in our bodies, and the sensations of the normal breath are quite good for our purposes. We're not trying to get something out of the sensations. It's much more a mental activity, the focusing and sustaining attention with something relatively neutral. And so we'll start in a minute or two. It takes some effort, but it's not superhuman effort, and it's actually kind of easy to make too much effort. And I was thinking about this, like, you know, we just to stay with the sensations of the normal breath, it can be good to try to notice when the in-breath begins. Right. And we're not going to have to get too precise about that. It's just, why don't we try taking a few breaths right now? Just, we're not starting the meditation, but just take a few breaths and notice how you know when the breath is beginning. So not deep breaths, just breathe. So anyone want to write in the chat what you observed? How did you know when the in-breath was beginning? This is class, right? We need some participation. You're not used to participating. Oh my goodness, we know. Okay, now we got too many people. Yeah, no, this is great. So thank you. I just needed more patience. Chest expanding, slight movement in the chest, felt my nose. So there can be sensations at the nose, the chest rising, stomach expanding, the abdomen is going to move a little bit, chest moving, pull at the edge of the nose, sensations in the chest, belly, air moving into nostrils, nostrils flared a little, chest, change in abdomen, nose. My God, you guys are too participatory. Lungs expanded, nostrils flared, air coming into the nose. Be careful what you ask for. Noted. Physical sensations in the nose, a bit of hyper-aware, and then it doesn't feel automatic. The delay between breaths. So we're asking, how do you know we know we're breathing? And these are the sorts of things we focus on. It can be good to try it a little if you're new. Focus at the nose, feel the air coming in, the air leaving, or perhaps that kind of expansion of the chest or the movement of the abdomen, right? So it can be great to kind of have that set in our minds of, okay, where is the in-breath? When is the in-breath beginning? And this takes some effort to be alert and so forth, but we don't have to constantly be doing something. We kind of wait for it, right? And I was trying to think of some analogies. I don't know if these are very good ones, but if you see someone who is walking to you and is kind of reaching out their arms for a hug. When is the right time to hug? So they're coming with their arms out. This is going to be nice, right? Do you kind of hug before they get there? No, that's weird. That's very weird. I mean, some of us are awkward. So it may be an awkward hug. So we kind of like try to get it over with before they get there. And then once they, and the, so that's too soon. But once they get there and they're starting to hug you, do you just stand there? No, that's too late. You kind of hug at the right time. When they arrive, you hug. That's not a bad analogy for what we do with the beginning of the in-breath. We don't have to be on alert. We're kind of aware and alert, but we don't have to be doing anything, right? If we're working too hard, it can be like beginning the hug too soon. And that kind of messes the whole hug up. That probably is the best analogy, but another one that may not be so good is how do you, when you're eating and you've kind of got a spoonful of oatmeal and you, not oatmeal, granola, and you put it in your mouth, how do you know when to chew? Well, you don't start chewing when the spoon's on the way. That's too soon, right? And then do you put it in your mouth and then wait a while? You might, but no. You kind of chew at the right time, right? When the food has arrived on the tongue, you chew. For the kids in the audience, you might do an experiment with your mom, kind of put food in your mouth and then just wait. And then at some point she'll go, "What are you doing? You know, just chew your food." And that's if your mom is there, your mom can help you with this. But if your mom isn't there, kind of with the breath, we have to kind of figure it out ourselves. When do we notice the beginning of the in-breath? Or sorry, the analogy is when do we begin to chew, right? We actually didn't need our moms to figure that out. We figured that out. Kids, don't do that with your mom. It's just a joke. If you're driving a car, and you want to make a right turn, when do you move the steering wheel? So you really want to make this right turn and it's coming up. So you turn it now, but whoops, that was too soon and now you're on the sidewalk, right? You get that analogy. We do it at the right time, right? When it's available, when the opening is available and we've made sure there are no pedestrians. We go ahead. So these are mirror analogies for kind of that combination of effort and relaxation, right? Just kind of being there, chilling. Oh, the in-breath started. Feel the out-breath. Relax. Oh, another one started.
Round and the side button at the same time. Press and hold both buttons and wait till you see an Apple logo.
Okay. So we definitely want to be alert, but we don't have to be constantly doing something. It's very interesting. We can get the hang of it, and it can become as natural as kind of we don't think about when to start chewing, right? And yeah, there are awkward hugs for sure, where, oh my God, is this, are we really hugging? You know? Or should we, you know, but nonetheless, even in an awkward hug, we kind of know when to hug. And we can kind of get the feel maybe rather quickly of, okay, how much effort to make so that I'm actually present when the in-breath begins, just to notice these simple sensations in the context where, of course, we're doing something unusual. So let's begin. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths, just the sort of preliminary, just to kind of get going. Slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Letting the breath be normal. For a few moments, we can turn our attention to sounds. Again, just noticing sounds. Not trying to hear everything or keep track. Just an example of focusing in a kind of a spacious way. Come back to sounds whenever you wish. Letting your attention settle into your body, noticing your body generally, just the feel of your body, head and shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. We can bring our attention to the normal breath, so not breathing deeply the way we began, just letting the breath take place and see what it's like to center the sensations that are happening as the in-breath begins, sensations at the nose or in the abdomen or the chest. So it does take effort, but it's mostly a decision to try. So we can be ready and alert. We can summon that patience, but we don't have to at every moment be tense about it. Just kind of analogous to hugging too soon, perhaps. You know, the right time is when the sensations appear. So we're ready, but we're not overreaching. Let the sensations come to us. There will be times when our attention drifts. It's perfectly normal. Often thoughts will pull our attention away. With mindfulness practice, we recognize we're thinking. We don't have to squelch the thoughts, but we also remember we're doing something different now from planning our lives or working out a problem or whatever it presents itself. So just recognize thinking. Later, we'll get to that after the meditation. For now, just okay, where's my breath now? During those moments, we will have missed a breath or two, so we don't have to make up for that. Just when's the next in breath? It's a very interesting part of this activity is where we are starting again. Many, many times with each breath. Each breath that appears is an invitation to start, meaning just be aware, this breath now. And so, on those days when our minds are really active and racing, perhaps, and we miss a lot of breaths, it's not a failure, and we just start again, whatever the situation. The breath at the nose doesn't feel, or in the chest, the breath doesn't feel quite right. We can go back to sounds or use other sensations in our bodies. So we'll take a couple more minutes together for this meditation. Keeping in mind that we're not trying to do much. So we stay alert for the sensations of the in-breath as it begins. As it's happening, we stay attuned. We don't try to feel everything that's happening. The out-breath will start and then dissolve. Then our work is done for a while. We can relax. The next in-breath appears. We tune in. We notice we're getting too relaxed in a way by getting sleepy, or maybe our minds are drifting. We can ratchet up the intensity a little, stay a little bit more alert. But we kind of learn to find the right balance here. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. So if you're new to this, it may be that t what 23 minutes or so was a bit long, or however long we did. I talked a long time, didn't I? It may be that 3 minutes would have been a better session. So just keep that in mind if you felt like you ran out of gas at a certain point. It's very normal. And the reason that we do this is very simple, utterly simple, so simple as to be quite radical act of our minds can have remarkable effects in terms of cultivating a capacity to be calmer, to be more clear, and so forth. And these capacities come with peace, tranquility. And it's not automatic. For some people, it might be almost automatic because we've done other things and whatever, our conditioning is such that we're really ready for this. For other people, it can be a process. But if there were even a few moments where you're like, oh, wait, yeah, this is making sense, kind of a sense of unity of experience and so forth. Then that can be encouraging, and that's definitely a sign that you might want to do this more. For those of you who are more experienced, you know, it's good to know that things do shift as we practice, and so sometimes the breath can become very light, and so forth. Or sometimes we'll be, as we get more concentrated, sensations in our bodies, pleasant sensations will tend to draw our attention. And so quite naturally the attention goes there and so forth. So in the big picture, we're definitely not trying to control the sensations that we have as we do this. We're not trying to control how long the breath is or how short it is or anything like that. The breath, there are other, even other approaches to mindfulness that will kind of bring in the breath, hold it for a little bit, let it out, and so forth. And that, I'm not criticizing those, but those are a little more complicated than necessary, just to kind of get the basics of mindfulness. And the basics are we use the sensations of the breath to as a kind of very convenient and for most of the time very useful activity of our lives, right? It's happening, these sensations. And when we use our ability to decide where to place our attention and do place our attention there with the kind of the right amount of effort, then that's the formula for kind of getting a taste of why we would do this. So, yes, just to clarify something I said earlier, kids in the audience, do not play with your food just to annoy your mother, please. And, or if you do, don't tell them where you got the idea. But you already had the idea. You didn't need me. Thank you for your attention.
So Marvin,
Yeah.
do we breathe through the nose and out through the mouth?
You can. There are approaches like that. There will be times where we have so much energy that we'll even breathe through our mouths, just and so forth. However, the shorter answer is no. It's not part of the method to do that. That is slightly making it more complicated than necessary. But if you find yourself doing it, that's okay, right?
Okay, and so can you show us how to breathe?
Yes. Watch closely. I breathe. That was one breath.
Thank you.
I had this idea. I had a bunch of ideas. Fortunately, I didn't do very many of them, but one of these days I might, where the instruction was going to be just observe every other breath. So it's okay if you observe you observe a breath, then you get to take a vacation for the second breath. But then you have to be there for the third breath. And that's part of the job. So this is partly a joke, but it's actually kind of a serious joke because it can be interesting. It's like okay to observe. This is mostly a joke, but you get the point. It's like the kind of the theme today is we're not trying to do something perfect. Given most of our tendencies, given most of the jobs we have, whether paid jobs or otherwise, it's hard work. It's work. We're on. And it's good that we can work and we can use that capacity when we come to meditation. But in a way, the main job is finding time to do it, making sure we take time to do it. And then once we come into the meditation, well, if you find observing every, don't do this, or if you do it, it's super playful. This has not, this, I just thought of this this morning. But if you find that you're working too hard, if there's kind of a tension coming, totally normal, first of all, because we're used to whatever we do, even if it's, learning a new skill of some sort, of any sort, we bring, kind of that determination involves a sort of tension. And we can get used to not cultivating tension, even as we make that effort to notice where the breath is begin when the breath is beginning.
So can you show us again?
I the truth is I cannot. Like you know how to breathe. You know how I know how you know how to breathe? Because you're talking, you're alive. You've been
Okay.
breathing. So it's not when I say, like, when we began, one reason I begin with a slightly few deeper breaths. So here's how to do the first part, that when I those first 10 seconds, just maybe I should do that. Just like I tell you, take a sigh if you want, but okay. Now there may be times when we're meditating where that'll be the meditation period, because it's like it's such a relief just to not be doing all the other things. But
Right.
normally that's way too much work, right, for what we're doing. And so when I introduce it, like, okay, take a few deeper breaths, that gives me the chance to say, okay, now observe the breath, not the way we did when we began, but just the normal breath, just the sensations that you can feel that have been present. Like, this is can be good to know. Maybe you haven't noticed this, but it's like these sensations we're focusing on are with us all the time. It's just that most of the time we're focusing on other things that need to be paid attention to, just the normal things of daily life, right? So we're not creating something new. We're not trying to breathe in any special way. It just turns out that, oh, they are happening as part of the normal breath, which is taking place all the time. So forgive me.
So we breathe in through our nose and out.
Out the nose. Just,
Yeah.
yeah. Now, but again, back to the original. If you find you're breathing through the nose and breathing out through the mouth, or maybe even breathing in the mouth and out. There are times when I meditate where I notice things have shifted a little bit, and so I'm breathing in through the mouth, breathing out through the mouth. Even then, one can still notice some of the sensations with the breath. So it's in yoga traditions, you have many different ways of working with the breath. So there would be the breath of fire. That's way too much work for what we're doing here. Breathing in one nostril, holding, breathing out the other. Those are, I'm not in any way, shape, or form intending to criticize ways of working with the breath, other than what we're talking about here. But for mindfulness practice, I think it's best to begin just simpler the better. Just letting the normal breath happen, finding the sensations, and tuning into them. Yeah, so we're definitely not trying to do something complicated with the breath. Indeed, if you don't like using the breath or for any reason, we can use sensations in the hands, the feet, the sounds. We want the core principle is finding something relatively neutral in our experience, meaning not what it basically boils down to is something that's not unpleasant, right? But slightly pleasant, okay. Okay, thanks for the questions. Thanks for your attention today. Good to practice with you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.